You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanank mshakuit avantutun hayu barzankane, ye vudvor harinik eglisvin, hon harinika forche. Good morning, it is Sunday, May the 16th, established here in Providence in 1947. You are listening to the longest running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Tereyan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. Now, please sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հրավաձ էր որոշ տեղը պազմահազար հայերու և ոդարներու գողմե։ Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իրանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դուրենրու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուկը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանկստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
Achetit Ihaviganis Paget Mardiros Mineshena. My uncle, my father's brother-in-law, Mardiros Mineshen, passed away May 1st.
As a last respect at your graveside, I place a bouquet of flowers at your grave. Your memory will remain with us forever, and your grave will never be neglected. As rose petals are placed on your grave, the angels will watch over you forever. I grieve for you today at your departure, and my heart is breaking and full of sorrow.
հողագույցից իբր հարկանքս վերջին, ցոնեմ փունջ մտ ձաղիկներու անթարամ, հիշադակը դլա անմահ բոլորին, և չի լկվի քերեզմանդ անխնամ, վարդի թուպեր թող զարդարեն շիրիմդ, հրեշտագներ թող բախպանեն զայն հավետ, դարաբագոց և մենավոր սկագիրդ, հոգիս այսօր գուլալրիկ մեկնում էդ.
My uncle, Mardiros, was from Norwell, Massachusetts. He passed on May 1st at the age of 99. He was a beloved husband of the late Anne Anush Manation, my father's sister. Father of the late Marty Manation, son of the late Hagop Inverkin Manation, brother of the late Haig Inivart Manation. He is survived by his son, Michael Manation of California, and his daughter, Marcia Manation of Canton, Massachusetts. He served in the United States Army Air Corps in the Gold Coast, which is now Ghana, from 1942 to 1944. He was a retired chief cartographer for the Boston Redevelopment Authority. His services were private. My father was one of six. He was the oldest. He was the boy in a house of females. He had five sisters. My aunt Anush was the first to pass at a young age. She was in her 60s. And her husband is now the last to have passed at the age of 99. The six siblings, along with their spouses, are reunited. My next song is for my aunt and my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
we did have another passing to report. Susan Tarkomian, 90, of Lake Worth, Florida, formerly of Middletown, Rhode Island, passed away peacefully at home, surrounded by her loving family on Wednesday, May 5th. She was a beloved wife of the late Robert Tarkomian. Born in Providence, she was daughter of the late Paul and Margaret Beligian. Susan was an EKG technician at Newport Hospital for many years before retiring. After retiring, she moved to Boynton Beach, Florida, where she lived with her late husband, Robert. She dedicated a lot of her time to the community here in Rhode Island and also loved volunteering at many places, including Bethesda Hospital in Florida. She was a devoted mother of Gary Tarkomian of Middletown, Lisa Wright of Florida, and the late Robert Tarkomian of Connecticut. Cherished grandmother of Megan, Kelly, Jonathan, Allie, Kristen, and Joseph, and loving great-grandmother of five with another great-grandchild on the way. She was dear sister of George Baligan and his wife Anne of Cranston, Marion Murray and her late husband Gerald of Coventry, and loving aunt to many nieces and nephews. Funeral services were held last week from St. Vartanants Armenian Church with a burial at Swan Point. Our condolences to the Tarkomian family. With our Dottie Litzes, May 16th, 2004. Today is the 17th Dadalt of Vian John Evadesian. May 16th, 1965, today is the 56th Dadalt of Sarah Peretsian. May 16th, 2006, today is the 15th Dadalt of Roger Dedarian. May 16th, 1996, today is the 25th Dadalt of Charles Adoyan. May 17th, 1982, Monday is the 39th Dadalt of Adaxi Parnagian. May 17, 1995, Monday is the 26th Dadalt of Peruz Manukyan. May 17, 1998, Monday is the 23rd Dadalt of Gabriel Kajoyan. May 17, 2008, Monday is the 13th Dadalt of Edward Masmanian. May 18, 2013, Tuesday is the 8th Dadalt of Karlen Shatakhsian. May 18, 1991, Tuesday is the 30th Dadalt of Bayzad Murajan. May 18, 1996, Tuesday is the 25th Dadalt of Krikor Garabedian. May 18, 2000, Tuesday is the 21st Dadalt of Christine Sahakian. May 19, 2007, Wednesday is the 14th Dadalt of Ralph Dedarian. May 19, 2018, Wednesday is the 3rd Dadalt of Beverly Arabian. May 19, 2015, Wednesday is the 6th Dadalt of Christine Nazarian White. May 20th, 2010, Thursday is the 11th Dadalt of Markad Markarian. May 20th, 2011, Thursday is the 10th Dadalt of Dirahide Aram Murajan. May 20th, 1991, Thursday is the 30th Dadalt of Leon Kalushjan. May 20th, 2015, Thursday is the 6th Dadalt of Lorena Janjigian. May 20th, 2018, Thursday is the 3rd Dadalt of Lucy Meridian. May 21st, 1983, Friday is the 38th Dadalt of Margaret Arikalian. May 21st, 2003, Friday is the 18th Dadalt of Sue Aharonian. May 21st, 2004, Friday is the 17th Dadalt of Sarah Asadorian. May 22nd, 1997, Saturday is the 24th Dadalt of Satanik Evadesian Goulet. May 22nd, 2005, Saturday is the 16th Dadalt of Anahit Sadibekian. May 22nd, 2005, Saturday will be the 16th Dadalt of George Kevork Aidashan. Iveri Nerusachem is from the Requiem service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iveri. No! tour down memory lane. My mom's birthday would be today. She'd be 98, so she's 91 plus 7 at this point. And I have to play her song. My father always played the song for her, Meg Hadiges, and this one is for my mother. Happy birthday, Mom, and we miss you.
Show. Oh, 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 oh.
There is a drive-through picnic going on today. Hopefully you have your orders in. The Providence ARF is hosting a drive-through picnic at St. Vartanon's Church parking lot. They're cooking right now lamb shish kebab losh, chicken, and hope everyone is doing well this morning. It's a gorgeous day for a picnic. And again, that is the Providence ARF with their drive-through picnic going on today. And continuing with some more local news, we also have another dinner going on next weekend. It's May 22nd, Saturday. Your orders need to be in, I would think, by today. The Armenian Evangelical Church is holding a drive-through fundraiser dinner for little baby Garen Yepremyan. I'm sure everyone knows his story, but just as a reminder, he is in great need of a kidney transplant, hopefully from a living donor. He was born with end-stage chronic kidney disease and has been on dialysis since he was 4 months old. And if you think you might be a potential donor, please contact Sebu, SYEP20 at gmail.com, or if any of you didn't know, Yepremyan Jewelers, contact Sebu. But the drive-thru is taking place next Saturday, and we can all help out. This drive-thru, you're going to pick up a dinner and take it home with you. Your meal choices are either a traditional half-roasted chicken dinner, or you can, as my husband would do, he'd do both, or a chema dinner. So put in your orders with Nancy Taraction. Call right now. Tell her Pare Luis from Sona on the radio show. Call 401-640-7070. 401-640-7070. Let her know your name, what meal you want, or both, how many you want, your telephone number so that they can call you back and set up a pickup time. Remember, you don't even have to get out of your car. This is drive-through. And again, this is next Saturday, May 22nd, from 3 o'clock till 6 o'clock, Saturday night, afternoon to night, 3 to 6, at the church at 180 Oaklawn Avenue in Cranston. And with that, stay tuned. We're going to be going to our AYF in just a moment. But right now, we're going to Martin Jorgant.
tepkimi hırasan Nerni gayet kalçıga Bidi gazmen hayastan Ok midi nere dangercan O settimi hırasan Nerni gayet kalçıga Bidi gazmen hayastan
And just a reminder, Memorial Day is right around the corner. Monday, May 31st, Memorial Day, we will be meeting, as we have been doing for quite a few years, 9 a.m. sharp at the Armenian Heritage Park. A live ceremony will take place at the corners of Douglas and Chalkstone Avenues in the Old Smith Hill neighborhood. So many of our ancestors have found as a safe haven after the genocide. This is being done in conjunction with the Providence Hominutemen. They will have a professional sound system so everyone can hear their family names read. We ask that everyone keep a safe distance from others. Please stay tuned as they're still planning. As we know, masks are not mandatory if you've had both shots. But the names that will be read, you know, you want to be there for this. Derhide Kapriel Nazarian will preside with Archpriest Gomidas Balserian and Badveli Hagop Manjalikyan as well. And again, this is 9 a.m. sharp on Monday morning. And the Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island presents The Missing Pages. This is a lecture by Dr. Hechnar Zetlian Weitenpau. I don't know if I'm saying that right. The doctor is a professor of art history, University of California, Davis. Thursday, June 3rd, 7 o'clock. The Missing Pages is a story of Zaytun Gospels, a manuscript illuminated by the greatest medieval Armenian artist, Toros Roslin, and which is at once art, sacred object, and cultural heritage. Follow the manuscript's footsteps through seven centuries, from medieval Armenia to the killing fields of 1915 and the refugee camps of Aleppo, Syria. Again, this is Thursday, June 3rd, 7 o'clock. It's going to be streaming Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island, June 3rd, 7 o'clock, Thursday night, in the Armenian Historical Association. And, you know, we've been, we played this last weekend as we announced Labor Day weekend. I don't know, how lucky are we? Providence, AYF, is doing the AYF Olympics this Labor Day. It was supposed to be in Worcester last year. And for whatever reason, it's going to be here in Providence. And man, are we lucky. I am so excited for this. So I dug up an old AYF Olympics from 1976. My dad used to do live interviews with everyone. They packed the studios. And we're going to listen to a little bit of it right now. We started this last weekend and we're continuing it today.
Thank you, Linda. And thank you, Russell. And as the self-proclaimed head of the alumni committee, I want to thank Russell for this opportunity. I want to also mention at this time the work that was involved through the efforts of the AYF alumni committee and the AYF members themselves. And I know that each day our boys and girls have been down at the track field working out under the watchful eye of Anto Ovakian, Hayek Varadium at times. And I know that this afternoon, the games are going to turn out to be one of the better games throughout the 43 years of the AYF history of the Olympics games. Thank you. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you. Okay, next is Manu Kuprelian from our present AYF member, not an alumni member, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm one of the older members on the teams, and I'm going to be out there myself. I'm really proud to be working this year with the Olympic Committee. I want to express a little bit about what the theme this year. We have a theme this year for the Olympics, and it's the AYF, and it's symbolized by the symbol of the Olympics, which is one hand reaching out to grasp the torch held by another hand, symbolizing the AYF and its goals of the organization, which is to carry the torch of Armenian existence. As Armenian people, we must always support the youth to ensure that which has been saved will be continued and that which is to be gained will be achieved. I'd also like to say we just got two people in from Detroit chapter here, Vedi Kapalyan and Mike Karatunian. They're up and practicing their tennis and they're here today. They could say hi.
We'd just like to thank the Providence chapter for putting on, hopefully putting on a great Olympics, and it sounds like so far it's been fine. And
I'd like to also express the same as Unger Bed from my chapter and hope that the best team wins today out on the track.
Thank you. We'll have more on this program a little bit later on.
Once again, it's time to invite the president of the Providence AYF Varantian chapter, Miss Linda Kasparian.
I think we should note that today, while thousands and thousands of Armenians from all parts of the country have gathered in Providence this weekend, and the final outcome of the games is not too far away, I'd just like to say that although we're all anxious to win and all chapters are out doing their best, that it doesn't really matter all that much. I mean, in the broadest of terms, I mean, just that we're here together today is probably the most important and the most impressive thing. That we're together for the 43rd time is something I think that should be commended and should be considered to the fullest. Although we do all expect to win and hope to win and try our hardest, as I said before, we just should be very happy that we are all together and consider what this means. But right now, Margaret Stepanian, very active alumnus and part of the Providence Olympics Committee, has so a little bit of the history of the Providence Games, so I'll turn it over to her.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I have a few bits of information that you might find interesting that you might have forgotten about over the years. For instance, we could say that the AYF wasn't a chauvinistic kind of organization wherein they established girls' events in 1936 and the Hartford Olympics. The Philadelphia girls were the first to score in the dashes in that particular Olympics games. Over the years, the female athletes have proven to be a very strong and important factor in chapter scoring and chapter winning cups. I think the Providence team has been a perfect example of that, having over the years retired, I believe it's six Olympic cups. And to retire one cup, you must win an Olympics game 3 years consecutively. So I think that the girls in Providence over the years have shared their weight. I'd like to bring out and remind some of you people about some of our past Olympic kings from Providence: Johnny Ozumanian, Varad Varadian, John Varadian, Haig Varadian, Mal Varadian, Sarkis Atamian. I think we're running out of Varadians at this stage of the game. I hope that some of you, most of you, will come to our games this afternoon and join with us in the surprise presentation of the Olympics King and or Queen. Our organization again has seen fit to honor the past female athletes, and a few years back started awarding the Olympics Queen to very deserved athletes, Sue Marion being one of the first. Over the years, we have had outstanding athletes, some of national acclaim, and to mention a few from Providence, there have been Sarkis Atamian, Varad Varadian, Malcolm Varadian, Haig Varadian, Barkes Markarian, John Azumayan, Peter Hagopian, Dick Ichimalian, Eddie Dayan, and Mike Taparian. Amongst the girls, Virginia Simonian Madoyan, Mary Varadian Kachadurian, Anahid Karens Varadian, Alice Kalurgian Abrahamian, and of the recent alumni, Sylvia Simonian, Anahid Dersakijan Nigerian, Lucille Abrahamian Sprague, and myself. And to give you an idea of what some of these individuals accomplished over the years, Sarkis Kojin acquired 136 points up until his retirement. John Varadian, 94 points. John Asatrian, who is still a member of the AYF, 82 points. Anthony Avakian, 72 points. John Sahagan, 62.5 points. Sarkis Atamian, 57 points. Charles Ajutian, who still is a member, 55 points. Gary Abrahamian, still a member, 51 points. Haig Varadian, an alumni, 46 points. And George Boyajian, 45.5 points. And the girls have shared their weight along with that scoring and brought the Providence chapter up to the highest scoring chapter in the Olympics history.
Okay, thank you, Margaret. We'll be back again.
Just a reminder, this was the 43rd AYF Olympics, September 5th, 1976. This was taped. Next up, Armin Gatto.
Once again, Linda Kasparian, president of the Providence Varanyan AYF chapter. Linda.
Thank you once again. Before we continue with the program, I'd like to make an announcement regarding the picnic tomorrow at Camp Hayastan. The regular ABC bus services will be available for the picnic, leaving from St. Vartanan's Church at 11 o'clock, from Hoyle Square at 11:05, from Douglas Avenue at 11:15, and from Pawtucket at 11:30. Just that bit of information. Okay, next I would like to turn this question to Manu Kaprelian. Just as a member, a person who's been involved in Olympics for a number of years, how would you see Olympics as part of the AYF developing, projecting it in the future? How do you see it athletically, socially?
Oh, okay.
How do you see it developing, and how do you see it changing, if any way at all?
Well, obviously, by the immensity of the Olympics we have now, it's just incredible. It seems like the biggest fear I have is that we're outgrowing the space we have here in the United States. The Civic Center is as big as we can go in Rhode Island. I don't know where we can go after that. And the intense amount of work that has to go into put Olympics together is incredible. Mentioned the Adidat restaurant. This year, they're going to be providing 24-hour Armenian food service to us, and it's something that has been unprecedented in the past. And you'll have more information and maps how to get there. It's adjacent to the Marriott Hotel. I can probably refer this question more or less to Armin Gatto. He's originally from Capital District, Troy chapter, transferred here. He's a student in Boston and a member of the Providence chapter. Armin?
The only way I see this is that any attitudes and feelings that are felt in the AYF Olympics are characteristic and commensurate with those modes of life that we experience in our American way of life. And one mode of life that I can name is a mode of competition. And it's not just that weekend, today, yesterday, and Friday. It's not just that. To me, that's not even a climax. To me, the climax is maybe during the summer. it's the preparation that goes into Olympics, just like the preparation that goes into everything else you do in life. Hours of practice, meeting of new people, rekindling of old friendships. That's what life is all about, and that's what the Olympics is all about. Not just who wins, who scores. That's only a result. It's what goes into it that I think that counts. Manu?
Yeah, I was going to say, when you said rekindling of old friendships, this year, when you come down to the Civic Center, if you haven't seen it last night, you'll see it tonight, is a 37-foot display with three rear view projection screens. One will be showing old Olympic movies, and one will be very nostalgic. It'll have pictures of the AYF, past, present, and the other one's on something that we like and is a phenomenon in the organization, the National Junior Seminar, where all the young students, or young AYFers, get together and have a seminar on athletic activities and get to know each other from all over the country. I think if you come down and just to see this, it's going to be well worth your money to come down and see it and enjoy in the Olympics this year.
Okay, thank you. I think what both Armin and Manuk said is very well put, and you know, it's especially true this year. We've put so much into this Olympics this year. There were so many hours of preparation, so many months of all. I'd just like to say that the support that we have gotten from the alumni, from people from the national, on the national level, has just been marvelous. And I don't know, I just hope this continues. I'm sure it will continue to grow and grow. I mean, we're reaching a 50-year point, and I'm sure at that point it'll be even more spectacular than it is right now. Okay, thank you. We'll continue with this portion of the program later on.
And that was the AYF Olympics 1976, and 2021, it's back in Providence. I can't wait. With that, we're going to continue. We have some more news to tell you about. Saturday, June 12th, 8:45, Oakland Cemetery, Broad Street. There'll be the annual mass grave blessing. Takes place on the hallowed grounds at the cemetery. They've been taking care of the men's club at St. Vartanans for 6 years now. The grass was just cut. They will be keeping it clean. They're putting flags out on the cemetery. And again, this is a blessing of the graves, Saturday, June 12th, 8:45, Oakland Cemetery. And then one more announcement. Saturday, July 17th, beginning at 6 o'clock, there will be a fundraiser and awareness night for Gadenya Premian. And this one, so now the Armenian Evangelical Church is for next Saturday. This one is for St. Vartanans, and it's in July, July 17th. Dinner will be served to those that reserve a seat. All of the profits will be turned over to the family. And most important, it's going to be bringing awareness about the child's desperate need for a kidney. And you can be a living donor. Please reach out to Cebu or Annie Yepremian, Yepremian Jewelers. But their flyers, the announcements are all over, whether you go on a church website or you're going to one of our Armenian stores here in Rhode Island. It's everywhere, and they are in need now. So please get tested. And I know quite a few people have been tested. You can be a living donor. That means they only take a piece of your kidney, and you can still live a full life with what you have left. So please, if you can. I'm too old. They had an age limit there, and believe it or not, I've passed it. But please, if you can, please help out and do what you can. The dinner, again, you can reach out, and they have the Armenian Evangelical Church. Call today, put in your dinner option, and then there's this one that will be in July. And I think I'm missing one other announcement. Oh, yes, the golf tournament at St. Sahag and St. Mesrob Church. Golf tournament happening June 28th, St. Sahag, St. Mesrob. Golf tournament, Cranston Country Club, Burling Road, Cranston. Call Mark 523-3276 or Steve 419-4392. Golf outing June 28th. Alrighty. With that, we're going to skip over on to Sons of Sassoon with Manuel. Birthday greetings. May 18th, turning 21 years old. Nate Vartan Durhagopian. Happy birthday, Nate. May 18th, also celebrating a birthday, Andrew Krikot Haritunian. And May 21st, Thomas Terry Pitts. Happy birthday. And now we're going to Tigran Satrian. Forget, now is the time to set your kids up with summer camp, whether it's Bible camp. St. Varsanon Church is having Bible camp July 19th to the 23rd. You need to register now for the early registration rate. And again, St. Varsanon Church, contact the office and sign your children up for Bible camp. Also, Armenian Evangelical Church has Bible camp the week after in July. And don't forget, there's Camp Hayastan, there's AGBU camp, there's Camp Vartan. Now is the time. Look into it and get your kids signed up. And with that, our last song of the morning, we're going with Hay Kacher and Harut Pambukjan. As Dad always says, "Rachatur gurachanas mer jamana galratav shunana galuchun serin hamar." Sidesuchun min chav harjiga giragiyaravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. I should go with merci instead. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour. We are live and we are always in color. You produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sona Tarayan. You can hear us every morning on the internet, any day, anytime. ArmenianRadioHour.com. We're here Sunday mornings, 9 to 10 a.m. on WARA, Attleboro, 1320. Thanks to our webmaster, George Gasparian. Remember our internet site, ArmenianRadioHour.com. Thank you. Happy Sunday.